Very good morning to you all, and welcome to day 5 of our 40 days Lenten prayers and reflections. Our text for reflection is Deuteronomy 8, the verses 11 to 18. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws and his decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful wilderness, that thirsty and waterless land with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the wilderness, something your ancestors had never known, to humble and test you so that in the end it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors, as it is today. Have you eaten to your fill and then forgotten God? In Deuteronomy 8, verse 11 to 18, God speaks to his people about the relationship between success in life and acknowledgement of the sources of our good fortunes. You are getting ready to enter an abundant land of blessing, he says, and you will eat all kinds of wonderful foods. And when you have eaten and are full, I want to caution you to never forget who gave you everything you have. Isn't it interesting, friends, that it is never when we don't have things that we are most likely to forget the Lord? It is when we do have things, when we do have an abundance, when we have eaten and are full, when the sickness and poverty is gone and life seems to be giving us something more beautiful than we longed for. That is when we are most likely to forget the one who gave us everything and made everything possible for us. Many people listening to the sound of my voice have become complacent in their prayer and spiritual lives because they have what they have been looking for or praying for. In those days when you were looking for that dream job or a higher rank or position in your office, when you were crying out to God for healing and deliverance from that ailment, when life was difficult, when poverty was knocking at your door like a thief, you were consistent in your prayer life and sought God fervently, sometimes keeping night vigils as you cried passionately for an answer to your prayer. Now you've got what you longed for. Business is running well. Your health is fine. Your children are doing well, and the home seems stable and progressive. Life is good. Suddenly, you have forgotten God who has been so faithful in supplying your need. Is that true for somebody listening to me? But this is not only about ingratitude to God. What about the people God has used to lift you up, to bless you, and to establish you? Now that you are well established, you have forgotten God and forgotten your benefactors. My power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me, and all these achievements I now enjoy, you are saying to yourself. Wilkie Collins was right when he suggested that in every class of society, gratitude is the rarest of all human virtues. Our hearts have become proud, and we have forgotten the Lord our God who delivered us from our frustration, and we have forgotten the persons God placed on our path to help propel us into the future we now enjoy. Friend, have you eaten to your fill and then forgotten God or one who helped you? This passage is about remembering the one Almighty God who has provided all we enjoy, remembering those who have been instrumental in our successes in life. Would you remember God today and his goodness towards you? And would you remember somebody who has been instrumental in your life and development? Please do it now. Pray to God. Thank God now. Compliment somebody now, rather than later, when they might have gone. The brilliant Scottish writer Thomas Carlyle lived on a farm in Dumfriesshire, which he called the loneliest nook in Britain. Each day he climbed a ladder to his attic, where he worked until dark. His devoted wife, Jane, was left alone. One evening at dinner, Jane asked why he had never expressed appreciation for the food she lovingly prepared for him. "Woman," Carlyle barked, "must you be paid for everything you do?" With that, he stamped off to his attic workshop. Years later, when his wife died, Carlyle found her diary. On tear-stained pages, he read this recurring refrain: "Oh, I wish you would say a kind word or give me a compliment now and then about the things I try to do to make you happy." My dear friend, would you thank God today for his grace upon your life and compliment somebody who has helped you on your way? Remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors, as it is today. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us prayer as a means of sharing with you in the task of changing and renewing the world. Help us now to pray with faith and lively expectation. In your amazing grace, most loving Father, you offer us the blessing of forgiveness. We acknowledge that we need to be forgiven, especially for times when we have shown ingratitude to you and towards our brothers and sisters. We need to be forgiven, for we have turned aside from the narrow road that leads to life. We repent of our shortcomings in faith, obedience, and brotherly love. Hear us, therefore, as we pray to you. God, our Heavenly Father, we lift up our hearts to you to thank you for your daily care and provision for us, for the happiness of our homes and the love of our families, for faithful friends and good companions, and for every door of opportunity that invites our entrance into a fuller life. For the love of Christ our Savior, his life laid down, his life restored. For the life-giving presence of your Spirit in our hearts, and for the promise, great beyond all price, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, but will surely bring to perfection that good thing which you by your grace have begun in us. Blessed be your name through Christ our Lord. Amen.